quite a few kids my age or older carry knives there. And
wow.
When I first went to the school, you know, I'd never seen anything like it. A guy pulled a knife out in front of me, and I was like, whoa. Like, I wasn't expecting that on like my first day. I didn't.
So that was anything. So this was at in the playground.
No, this was inside the building.
In the building.
And I found out like that really most of these kids don't actually use them. It's just because they're from an area where they, you know, they've seen people using them and they're scared of people using them against them, so they bring that as protection. So quite a lot of kids my age don't actually think about using them. They just have it.
So it's a kind of, yeah, it's sort of going out equipped for protection rather than to kill someone.
Yeah, yeah. Like, or they have it just for show to intimidate people, because when I was there first, obviously a normal 15-year-old girl was going to see a knife and think, oh, that's scary, you know, especially if you've never seen it before. Like, it wasn't a kitchen knife. It was a knife used to actually, like, a knife from a gang or something to stab somebody with.
Sure.
But, you know.
Was there... So it was kind of a known... Sort of a known discussion amongst you and mates and people who went to the school. It was fairly everyone knew some people carried knives.
Yeah, if someone in the school had a knife, like, it would go around the school within minutes.
Sure. But if you guys knew, surely the teachers must have known as well.
Yeah, obviously we'd know not to tell the teachers, otherwise you're gonna like get hurt. But I would always be the one that's gonna go to the teacher and say, "Oh, Miss, so and so's got a knife."
Good for you.
You know, but I'd kind of be scared at the same time, but
sure.
I'd not show it. Otherwise, if you show it, then surely they're gonna know it.
Well, that's the trouble, isn't it? There is it's a sort of never-ending circle in that respect, I guess. And is there anything that you think could speak the language of those kids who are carrying knives? Is there what do you think they would have to hear to stop them? Because clearly, they know it's wrong, so. That bit's not working. What would have to happen, do you think, for them to realise that?
I'd say, me personally, I think make neighbourhoods safer.
Yeah.
And for the police to just be a bit nicer with kids' age, because, I mean, I'm not a criminal and I've already had not a good experience with them.
Sure.
With police. And
to have somebody whip a knife out in school on almost your first day, it must have been terrifying.
Well, yeah, it was, because, I mean, I went into my first lesson and I was like, that guy, I don't know his name, but the guy with the grey jacket, you know he's got a knife, right? He's like, oh, yeah, thanks for reporting that. And
it's quite a casual response.
Within the first week, there was the police had been there within, like, 3 days with something to do with a knife.
Sure.
With knives, and my parents were like, you are not going back here again.
Yeah. What happened to the lad carrying the knife?
Oh, no, I think they just took it off him and called the police. I don't know. I think they don't really do much.
If they'd have stood up in, like, a morning assembly and said, you know that kid who carried the knife, right? Yeah, he's starting a prison sentence today. He's doing 3 years for carrying it. That would have an effect, wouldn't it?
I don't know, because they know the consequences, and some of them are quite clever with it, and some of them just really don't have a clue. And
some of the consequences are nothing, you know, getting a bit of a warning, aren't they?
Yeah, some of them are ridiculous.
I mean, obviously, if you used it and injured somebody and killed somebody, you would go to jail. But yeah. Melody, I don't want to patronise you here, but you are an incredibly switched-on 15-year-old, and I do this for a living, okay? So I'm always reading out headlines about how 15-year-olds are, you know, the worst kind of person in the world and should all be buried in a big hole and dug up again when they're 22. and earn some money or something. It's lovely to talk and hear your, you know, clearly, you know, well-qualified views on these things. Thank you.